Are you tired of friends bombarding you with facts that aren't exactly faith-promoting? Have you tried looking up these claims on your own, only to find nothing but ugly anti-Mormon websites? And how about all those hours you spend reading, thinking, and forming conclusions? Are you ready for an easy place to find that perfect rebuttal to these historically based attacks? Then look no further. Introducing new Gospel Topics. We looked into it, so you don't have to. Over the past decade, the internet has given people access to information about Mormon-related topics from unreliable sources. This can often lead to questioning, doubt, and even apostasy. But with new Gospel Topics, inspired leaders have finally authorized an easy-to-use, church-approved place to learn about these sticky subjects through anonymously authored online essays. Located under the Teachings tab of the church's homepage, Gospel Topics offers that handy source of prophetically commissioned, prepackaged answers to tough questions you've been waiting for in these troubling times. In just a few clicks, Gospel Topics can quickly provide you with the top-notch apologetics you need to realize that while the disturbing thing you were initially asked about is technically true, there are plenty of reasons why it really isn't disturbing at all. These include complex rationalizations for seemingly damning circumstantial evidence, mutually contradictory hypothetical motivations for documented behavior, and dozens of those confidence-building footnotes. Gospel Topics also offers brand new definitions of common words like translate, lying, 14, and many more. Are you worried about Joseph Smith's marriage to women who are already married? Solved! Concerned by the 100-year ban on black men holding the priesthood? Explained! Bothered with the discrepancies between Joseph Smith's translation of an Egyptian document and those of Egyptologists? Settled! We looked into it, so you don't have to. But that's not all. Even though Gospel Topics was created in response to the internet crisis to provide in-depth answers to controversial subjects, it also offers so much more. In fact, Gospel Topics contains over 90 entries, covering an immense range of subjects, writing styles, and levels of entry detail, from innocuous glossary definitions to 3,000-word cross-reference academic essays. And to top it off, each and every entry is conveniently grouped together and listed alphabetically by title, putting the odds of anyone stumbling across an essay on a controversial topic by accident essentially zero. Now at this point you might be wondering, if Gospel Topics is so great, won't the server be slowed down every time I visit the site due to high traffic? But that's the best part, because since the existence of Gospel Topics has never been announced or even acknowledged in any general church meeting whatsoever, the vast majority of members have no idea the entries or their content even exist. You'll get a lightning-fast experience every time. So the next time you get stumped with a question that might make you doubt your beliefs, don't waste countless hours searching through a web of unreliable sources. Just head on over to Gospel Topics, where all your fears can be realized and then put at ease in a fraction of the time. Gospel Topics. We looked into it, so you don't have to. But wait, there's more! Go to Gospel Topics in the next 5 minutes, and you'll receive exclusive access to the polygamy puzzle absolutely free. What's the polygamy puzzle? Well, of the existing essays on controversial topics, one is not listed in the super handy alphabetical archive. The polygamy puzzle offers a fun, interactive research activity for the whole family as you try and locate this article without using traditional web navigation tools. Once you solve the polygamy puzzle, you'll get that faith-promoting context you need to not question Joseph Smith's practice of polygamy in polyandry. Act now for this limited time offer.
Gospel Topics should only be used in combination with regular church attendance and scripture study. Side effects of Gospel Topics may include a sense of betrayal, humiliating disillusionment, or loss of faith. If you begin to experience any of these symptoms while using Gospel Topics, discontinue use and apply liberal amounts of Moroni's promise. Gospel Topics will not be held responsible for any permanent damage of soul or loss of standing in the celestial kingdom.